I was hanging around town, just spending my time. Out of a job, not earning a dime. A feller steps up and he says, I suppose that you're a bronc rider from the looks of your clothes. You figures me right, I'm a good one, I'll claim. Do you happen to have any bad ones to tame? He said, I've got one, a bad one to buck. At throwing good riders, he's had lots of luck. I gets all head up, and I ask what he pays to ride this old nag for a couple of days. He offers me 10, and I says, I'm your man. The bronc never lived that I couldn't fan. He says, get your saddle, and I'll give you a chance. In the buckboard we hops, then we rides to the ranch. I stayed until morning, and right after Chuck, I stepped out to see if this outlaw could buck. Down in the horse corral, standing alone, was an old caballo, a strawberry roan. His legs were all spavined, he's got pigeon toes, little pig eyes and a big Roman nose, little pin ears that touch at the tips. A big 44 brand was on his left hip. U-neck and all with a long lower jaw. I could see with one eye he's a regular outlaw. I buckled on my spurs and I was feeling plumb fine. I pulled down my hat and I shakes out my twine. I threw the loop at him and right well I knew then, before I had rode him, I'd sure earned my 10. I get the blinds on him with a terrible fight. I cinched up the saddle and I girded it tight. Then I steps on him and I raises the blinds and sit there in the saddle to see him unwind. Bowed his old neck and I'll say he unwound. He seemed to quit living down there on the ground. He went up to the east and came down in the west, with me in the saddle a-doing my best. He sure was frog walking, I heaved a big sigh. He only lacked wings for to be on the fly. He turned his old belly right up to the sun, for he sure was a sun-fishing son of a gun. He's about the worst bucker I've seen on the range. He'll turn on a nickel and give you some change. While he was bucking, he squalled like a shoat. I tell you that outlaw, he sure got my goat. I lost my stirrup, then I lost my hat. I was pulling that leather as blind as a bat. He took a big jump and made a high dive and left me a-spinning up there in the sky. I turned over twice and I comes back to earth. I lights into discussing the day of his birth. I know there are ponies that I cannot ride. There's some of them left, they haven't all died. But I'll bet all my money there's not a man alive that can stay with old Strawberry when he makes his high tide.